Yep.
I'm an island boy.
You're.
We back in this bitch.
Season 2.
What's up? It's your boy, Frankie.
You already know. Checking in is Mr. B. Doofy. To you. That's to you.
Who else we got over here to our left?
We got Miss Pitufa in this bitch.
No. La Pitufa.
La Pitufa, perdón. La Pitufa,
la Pitufa. And you already know, man. Welcome back to that. To Pitufi, 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 Pitufis. Yo.
And let's a go, man.
Yep.
And welcome back. Welcome back, man. It's been a long break. Long break.
Yeah, long ass break. For
so should we discuss first what we did on our break before we pick back up? Or should we just jump right into our topic of season 2, episode 1?
Let's dive right in.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to dive in.
So we're going to be talking about implants on this episode. No offense to anyone that has ever had implants done. This is just some pure comedy, that's all. So I guess let's just start with our opinions on it.
Cool. Like she said, no offense to anybody, but I don't know. I'm against it. Not against it, but I don't know. I don't like it.
Not fond of it. Like, yeah. That's how I feel.
Everybody got their own choices. Everybody got their own bodies.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm not telling anybody what to do with their bodies, but I just ain't a fan of it.
I just feel like if you weren't born with it, it is what it is.
But nobody's born with implants, right?
But that's why they get implants. That's what she said. If you're born with what you got, you goofy as fuck. If you were born a certain way, just leave that shit.
Facts.
Let that shit rock.
So you think all natural is it?
I actually do, for real.
Yeah, I mean, not to get into religion or anything, but, you know, God made you, you know, from my opinion, God made you a certain way. Why not just be that way?
If you got a flat ass, he forgot to add that extra splash of ass in your fucking powder. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, sometimes you built with the booty do, you know?
The booty do.
That's where he tipped it too much. Now you got this
fat ass. That's no. That's where the stomach stick out further than the booty do. You feel me?
Oh, no.
So, when it comes like that, you're beautiful no matter what. Everybody's made their own way for a reason.
For sure.
But can we go into an example then? I mean, there's a lot of these skinny ass women that went and got implants. Let's just say like Nicki Minaj, right? Nicki Minaj was flat back Becky, right? Wasn't she?
For sure.
Serving at Applebee's. Shout out Nicki, you doing your shit now with your Barbie shit. I mean, you left that shit out. I don't know what happened. I thought you was part of your life. You used to stutter and shit.
Why this nigga turned into the fucking pig from Looney Tunes? I believe that's all, folks.
Yeah, but yeah, like everybody think Nicki's hot right now. Like they're like, oh shit, I'll bang her out. She got a nice thick ass and shit, but she came from a skinny ass girl with a whole bunch of, you know, implant
surgery.
She came from
a dude to a girl. She used to like a nigga back in the day, bro.
Oh, my lantern. But yeah, I don't know. I guess it depends. Some girls actually need it, and the only reason they need it is because it also helps them build confidence. I guess confidence is a big thing in life, living, and
that's facts.
I guess that's why they do it. I don't know.
A lot of people got insecurities, but I mean, like I said, you're built a certain way for a certain reason, I believe. And if you're built that way, all you gotta do is just not give a fuck about what people think. Because insecurities come from, you know, you thinking about what people think about you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you walk up to somebody, you be like, oh, damn, this person probably thinks I'm too skinny, or I'm too fat, or I'm too short, I'm too tall, I'm too hairy, I'm too ugly.
Cheekbones too fat, cheekbones too skinny.
Right. Or, you know, we can go down the whole list, but, you know, I feel like you should be the way you are.
So, pretty much, like, it's an insecurity or also, like, trying to fit into today's society.
In a sense, like, yeah.
Okay, everybody gotta have a fat
ass. I mean, because you gotta think about it in a sense. Like, who really started all this shit? It was Kim K, for real. Kim K got her body done. She got the fucking ass to thigh ratio on like she 90 to 10. She got the to wisdom 10.
Tooth shape.
It's fucking, yeah, she's out here built like an upside down pair. Like, it's not looking good for her. But you feel me? She started this shit type stuff. And then like, that's what a lot of people go for, honestly, is they go for that, you know, big stupid ass with skinny legs. And it just don't look right. It shit looks.
So, real quick, I did experience something. It was a really deep, and the only reason I wanted to bring it up is because I want everybody to know that you really don't know how long you got with anybody. You really don't know when's the next time that you'll ever get to see anybody and shit. But the only reason I bring it up is because I want to give a shout out to my little brother TJ and Melina, one of the strongest pair of parents that I came across, and they're dealing with some pain that was probably the most toughest thing I've ever done with my life, honestly. But yeah, I want to give a little special shout out to them, and
we love y'all.
Y'all been holding up real good, and the only reason I bring it up is because I want y'all to know that love who you can. I mean, shit, some shit is not worth being separated or, you know, against, but some shit will, some shit don't. But like I said, you never know how long you got with somebody. If you really love them, hey, you never know the end of the time, so make it right. Love each other. Let everybody know who you love.
Yeah, yeah. Don't just say it. Don't just post it. Show that shit. Make sure everybody love knows you love them.
They say that whenever you have a chance, make sure you tell your loved ones that you love them, because you don't know if that's the last time you'll be able to say it.
And that's why they always say, like, never say goodbye. It's always just,
see you later.
See you later.
I'll tell you right now, everybody that's listening, I love you. Because most of the people that are listening, I do know you. And the people that I don't know you, I would like to get to know you.
Facts.
Hit us up. That's why we got Instagram. That's why we got Facebook. Toofy in the pod.
We've grown as a family over that first season. And for sure. Yeah, we definitely got a lot of love for y'all. Y'all are our family now, you know?
So hopping into this implants. Go ahead, Miss Directora La Pitufa.
All right. So we did speak on this on our own time. Directora. But we didn't get to talk to them about it. So what are some future ideas on implants that you could think of? I know you brought one up. You want to discuss that?
I mean, what hasn't been done yet?
I don't know. Implants are so many different things. There's dental implants. There's surgical implants, like organs and shit. There's ass, like what we were talking about.
Yeah, that's tits, what I'm saying. Lips, like, what, that's what eyebrows. I'm saying. Like, what hasn't been done
what
yet?
About the guys that had... Like,
there's hair implants. There's...
What about the people that put them implants in their head and makes it look like...
horns?
Not even just horns, but they have them like in their forehead that sticks out, like kind of like, I don't know, some weird shit like that.
Yeah, it's like a microdermal, like, you know how like Lil Uzi had the diamond on his head? Yeah. It was like a microdermal thing, but just with a big ass diamond.
I mean, these motherfuckers are into character for life.
Yeah, facts. Looking like
these motherfuckers think cameras are rolling all over the place because they already in character. You feel me?
Yeah.
But the only thing I gotta say about this is like, okay, implants or surgery or whatever the fuck you're doing. You want tetas, grande tetas, get them grande tetas.
booty big ain't titties in English.
Booty ain't jiggling, and then you go get that surgeon. Now you gotta learn how to jiggle that butt, cause you know you're not used to that big little gelatin you got. You was used to that little skin and bones, so you was just like doing a birth, right? But now you gotta get used to actually shaking ass.
Quit playing.
Hold on. Not even that, bruh. Fake asses don't shake.
They don't?
They're stiff as fuck. Unless you do like... That's what I'm all. If you do like fat transfers, that's what I'm saying, it's still jiggles. Like, but like actual implants... You've never seen
the Instagram models that shake their ass all over their page and that shit don't move at all?
Or how about the failed implants where the fucking whole ass thing flips the opposite way? That it looks just weird as fuck. That they gotta sit here and like fumble with that shit to flip it back.
Do they really pop? They really pop?
No, yeah, they pop. They explode.
That's or they flip like in the opposite direction. So you know it's like flat on one side with the bubble. Like sometimes that shit flip. You never
seen the BBL shit where like they fresh off of BBL. They need like a not even a donut for their ass. Like, you know, some people be having what's that shit? It's not a hernia. What is it? Where you're like assholes like inside out.
Oh, I don't know.
Hemorrhoid?
Hemorrhoid, that's what it is. Not a hernia, it's a hemorrhoid. So
Diablas.
You stupid.
I forgot where I was going with that. I was
thinking. Hey, now that's
P2P. Yeah, I was thinking so hard on what the word was. I forgot where I was even going.
Yeah, bro, when your ass is poking out.
He was doing a kissy face.
That's gross.
Duck lips for your asshole.
Ew.
Future implants. I don't know. Implants is getting so crazy, right? So the only thing I thought of is like, I don't really think more of implants. I think more of a surgical, but like these women's are, it's like becoming so normal, right? So like,
yeah, yeah, that's like what Abby was saying, or Miss Pitufa, La Pitufa. Like what she was saying is like, that's kind of like fitting into today's society. Like that's what's kind of.
If you don't have it, they look at you weird.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's kind of what's expected, quote unquote.
So what I was going at is like, the way how popular it's getting and the way girls are doing it, like, sometimes niggas are probably thinking, like, damn, I need more dick to fill that ass. Why, yeah. I mean, if they're out here getting my ass, why can't I go get more dick?
Yo, I'm dead.
How the fuck would that even work, though?
That's real talk.
No, I feel it.
I'm talking about individually. I'm not talking about, like, me.
I'm saying, though, like, if you young and you're thinking this, you're fucked up in the head. If you're old and your pee-pee can't stand up and shit and you need a fucking penis pump or something, cool, do what you gotta do.
Okay, you see how many girls think about this ass and titties? How many men you think about, y'all, I wish I had a bigger womp-womp.
I can't speak on that because I ain't got that problem.
I mean, we don't either, but I'm just saying, like...
Facts.
Just, you know what I mean, though? How many people you think is thinking about, like, damn, like, fucking, what's this guy's name? Jeremy?
I guess that's where, like, I can't, you see me, I started stuttering like a motherfucker, too. Hot damn. That's why I shouldn't have said nothing. But, either way, I guess.
Scooby-Doo pop pop!
Yeah, I'm all kinds of fucked up today, bro.
Keep it going. Let's get it. Salud.
I don't know. If you need a fucking implant to fucking make your dick bigger, that's a little strange.
Okay, but what about for men?
I remember where I was going.
What about for men?
But it's not about the size. It's about if you know how to work.
I'm talking about what about for men? Like, okay, you went and got titties. You had no titties. You had mosquito bites. Now you got these fucking watermelons. I'm like, oh, shit. Where they come from? Now you think you're big and bad, but you was really, you know... You had a bathing suit all the whole day because it was covering the tetas. You ain't had shit. Now you got a fucking open up shirt because you got them double D's and shit. It's the same shit.
Yeah, I can see your whole thing, like your whole point of view.
It's like women can have their opinion against men, but it's the same shit. You know, they're getting their ass done. They're getting their tits done. They're getting their lips done.
I guess the biggest thing say is, like, we have our opinion, but we don't know where people stand because we're not in people's situations. So, like you said, we don't have to complain about the size of our... And then, you know...
Exacto.
And then, you know, the women in our family, they're curvy. They have their assets, so on and so forth. So they're not complaining about their... Woohoos! So, you feel me?
And woohoos!
You like
so
that?
So now
you
know.
You like that?
The beachers, and the cha-chas, woohoo!
The helicopter.
No, it's a combination of all of them. The cha-cha, the teta, and the culo is the woohoos! Because what do you do when you get in there? Woohoo!
Or,
whoa. No, that's what they do. If you're doing that...
You speaking for too many.
I'm just saying. If we're doing that when we go in there, that's fucked up.
Yeah, so let's get back to this implant shit. So, a little off
track. So, dick implant, how the fuck are they gonna extend their shit? Would they just gonna stretch the skin? Like, how the fuck would that even work?
I don't know. But you watched Grey's. Remember the old dude? He couldn't get his stuff to stand up and he fell in love again. Yeah. So, they have pumps that, like, not only stand it up, but I think it can, like, stretch it a little bit too. Like, it kind of.
That's fucking weird. You got an air dick?
It's like a balloon. Yeah, it's got a pump, nigga. What do you think comes out of a pump?
Man, that bitch about to pop. Fuck. He just wanted to give his bitch a fucking orgasm, so it was like, let me get this shit done.
That's
what it was.
Pop.
It's like, bro, I fell in love again. You know, like, my wife died. I didn't think I would ever date again, but I fell in love with this girl, and I want to, you know, have intimacy with her. So he was like, I need to go get this done. And his sons were all, you know, against it and shit. And he was like, no, like, I get what you guys are saying, but I'm old. I've lived my life. And all I want to do right now is pretty much fuck my girlfriend. That's all.
Right. It could be, like, the simplest shit.
So, like, that shit, I'm for. But if you're doing this shit for, like, you know, like I said, for insecurity type stuff, I'm kind of against that. To be like, you're fine to where you are.
Nah. All right. I think, Some people are so dark and depressed with their insecurities that it helps them get into their comfort zone.
No, and, yeah, for sure. And I get that.
And I'd rather them do this than to take a fall into this great depression or fall into this suicidal moment just because of their stupid bodies. Like, this is ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, if have to go fit in a different body to be comfortable with yourself, then it is what it is. Whatever. That's your body. That's your opinion. I'd rather them fall into that than to this stupid depression. And like I said, you know, think, oh, I hate myself. Whatever. Because at the end of the day, it's all about being comfortable with yourself.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying is, like, you don't have to please anybody in this world. And that's usually where all this stuff comes from. Is like, you're not comfortable because of what that girl looks like, or what that girl looks like, or
I mean, it's the not way her fault he has a flat ass. Or, right? It's not her fault she got a flat ass.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you are the way you are, and somebody's gonna like you for who you are, no matter what you have.
Somebody's gonna use that as a package box.
I don't know. For me, I say a little bit differently. Like, I feel like it also varies on who you surround yourself around. Because if there are people telling you that you look good the way that you are and shit like that, cool. You're not going to sit here and think about, oh, well, I need a fat ass like this. So it's kind of like what's really like embedded into your fucking mental. Like,
that's
true, but in a sense,
no matter, like, some people, no matter how many, like, how much they're told they look good, they still think they look bad. It's kind of like, you know, being around people. It's like, oh, well, you're always around people. How do you feel lonely? No matter how many people are like, you know, some people go through that and they're like, you know, it doesn't matter who's around. I still feel lonely, you know, within myself type shit. Mm. So it's kind of like that. And that's why I was saying, I was like, it's kind of hard to judge the situation when you haven't been in that situation to be like, well, this is why, or this is how I react, or, you know, exactly.
It, yeah.
It's hard to understand, but, you know, just giving personal opinions.
You know, it's crazy that people don't realize if somebody's out there that's going to be literally looking for someone like you.
And that's what I'm saying.
Someone's out there is like, damn, where's Flatback Becky?
Somebody's going to love you.
Somebody's out there like, damn, where's my hungry, hungry hippo?
Somebody's going to love you no matter what you have or don't have.
Somebody's out there looking like, yo, where's my 10? And I don't mean like dime, nigga. I mean like whale. Like, there's people looking for all sizes, all shapes. You know what I mean? You might be ugly.
Different stuff.
You might be ugly, but to that person, like, well, damn.
You know what they say? Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Sometimes it's not even about the beauty. Sometimes it's about the personality.
That's what I'm saying. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. So they could be fucking butt ugly. But if the personality and everything else makes up for it, then it's cool.
You be losing me with that shit when he makes.
Was that a pig squeal or was it like a zombie scream? I don't know what the fuck that was. It's just like... I tried to keep my composure and keep talking, but I kind of froze a little. I was like,
when the fuck did we get ice cream?
Facts. I'm sitting here like, bro, what the fuck?
All right, cool. So people get implants. So be it. What is too much?
Like, too much is when you don't look the same. Too much is when you look like a whole different person. Too much is when I knew you, when I grew up with you, and I knew exactly what you looked like, and then I see you 10 years later, and I'm like, well, damn, you look like Paper Mario, bitch.
Can you give an example? Like, wait, okay, hold on. Celebrity what? Or
so you,
something.
They went from like a curvy person to a Paper Mario?
The only reason I say Paper Mario is because, you know, paper plastic.
Are we talking what? Recycling here? Or are we talking...
Because paper is not plastic. Okay.
Yo, I'm lost. Hold on. Wait.
That one hit me with a left hook.
No, say that again. One more time, please. What did you say?
I forgot.
He said paper's plastic.
I don't know.
Hey, a paper
is... And you know why I say Paper Mario?
Why?
Because paper is plastic. How did you come up with... How does that even make sense, bro?
I don't know, but don't they look different? All right. You said say an example. Okay, let me give one example. I don't know. You know how some, like, older ladies just get all these shots in their face and, like, they just look completely different?
You're talking about, like, Botox?
Even
you're talking about, like, Big Ange. Rest in peace, Big Ange. But Big Ange.
I loved her. She was funny as fuck.
I don't know. It's
free-spirited.
Like,
you spilled your drink on me, bitch. I will kill you.
Or, like, implants in the hair, like, shit that just, I don't know, like, make you look like a creature, creepy. Like, no judging, but you know. Motherfucker, you scaring my kids. Like, you don't look normal. I don't know.
Fuck that nigga, you scaring me. Why the fuck you got metal horns out of your head?
For me, I feel like too much is where your body is just completely unproportional at this point.
That's what I'm saying. Like I don't, you just I don't care entirely
too fucking much.
I don't care how big or small you go, just make it look proportional. Because like I said, like with that Kim K shit where your fucking ass is huge and it looks great, but then you look at your thighs and you're like, how does that make sense?
It just doesn't work. Right. Or who was it? Lil' Kim?
Oh, yeah.
That was a little bit too much. Shit,
yeah. But she bad.
But that's some... What the fuck did you just say?
I mean, in the last... You got served. That's the last time I remember seeing her. Lil' Kim and You Got Served.
You didn't see her in that fucking metal soldier suit and she's doing that dumbass dance shit?
No, I didn't see her. I'm about to show you what she... The last time I seen Lil' Kim, bro, she was in You Got Served.
And look at the audience. He said, boo!
Because this
is... We got an audience here, yo.
This is not bad.
Look. No disrespect, because this sound like a mic. That's low. The audience says thumbs down. She want to be Asian. Thumbs down.
And look, he talking about that this is bad. He got to see her in today's times. Like,
why she look like she want to be Asian, though?
And then look what she looked like when she was in You Got Served.
I ain't even fucking...
She looked like the alien from, remember Chucky? When they had the weird-ass gay son?
You're talking about, what the fuck is his name? I know who you're talking
remember
about.
He was the alien? I don't know how they had an alien kid and he was gay and everything. Is that
from Chucky?
Yeah, remember Chucky? I don't know if it was Chucky and the Bride.
He didn't have an alien kid. They had a kid. He was like green. He was like green. Yeah, I forgot his name.
He's like an alien.
I don't know. But to me, is that what you guys think? When it's too much implants? I mean.
What do you mean?
For me, it's just, yeah, like, when you're just completely unproportional or you just definitely do not fucking look the same, like...
Right. You're just... That's what I'm saying. So, like, I'm opposed to it regardless. But if you're, like I said, you do whatever you want. But if you're going to do it, just make it look right.
All by myself.
Let me hop on the track.
Lonely. I am so lonely.
I didn't say I need a backup singer. This was a solo.
Yeah, so what else you got for us? I mean, is that what you guys think? When it's too much? Too much is too much.
Yeah, did you get your side fully out?
Yeah, just when you don't look
like
the same.
When people put like horns in their face. Or
no, not even that. When you don't look the same. When you change your whole completely figure. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't even care if they go to get their bodies done. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
there's some girls that you'd be like, damn, even if it's fake or not, you're like, oh, shit, bitch, bad. But, you know, it depends on who you are. You might like natural body. You might like the whole fixed up, you know, shebang bang. It don't matter. It is what it is. Everybody's looking for somebody. But all I'm saying is there's people out there that's looking for specifically who you are right now.
Facts.
Scooby-Doo-Pop!
Facts. So on the implants, we're kind of just like, sorry, we're getting close to our very end of it. Pretty much, last question is, if you were to get an implant, what would you get?
Ooh, nada.
I'll let you go with that.
I'm not doing nothing.
You have to choose one thing that you probably change about yourself.
I have to choose something?
Yeah.
You want me to go first? I'll go first. I already got one.
Go ahead.
I would just do the regular pearl on the dick.
The what?
The regular pearl on the dick.
No. Okay.
What the fuck do you need that for?
I don't know. It's something about just that extra feel of sensation. You drill it. You ever had them condoms that is
rigid? It's like ribbed.
Yeah, ribbed.
That's ribbed. Rigid.
Yeah, I don't know. Something weird about
ribbed
that.
The him and hers joints where like it feels good for you and it feels good for her on the outside.
But now I got the whole... For life, ribbed. You feel me? I mean, I'm just saying. We're talking about implants because I ain't going to get my lips done. I ain't going to get my eyes done. I ain't going to get my ears done. I ain't going to get my cheeks done. I ain't going to get my balls done. I ain't going to get my dick done.
I got one for y'all. Oh, but only when I get old. I guess I would do... It's not really an implant, but I would do like Botox.
Botox?
Okay. Yeah, because you know your face starts drooping and shit.
So you're scared of looking old?
Oh, facts. I fucking hate old people. They look like shit and they're mean.
Oh, my God. I can't stop looking at you. You know who you just remind me of?
Who? Carrot Top?
No.
No, you look like aerobics one of the instructor? Cheech and Chong characters,
honestly.
You know
who you look like right now?
Who?
The, Will from Ferrell? Dodgeball.
Nacho Libre.
From Dodgeball.
The old dude with the Chinese wife?
No, the captain of the other... The captain of the other squad.
Oh, you're talking about... Yeah. That he had the little penis pump? But like, hold on.
And that's a great example. Motherfucker had a penis pump because his dick was too small, yo.
Hold on, I don't have that problem.
We're talking about the
We're
guy.
Just comparing looks.
Yeah, but you look like him though right now.
You know what I just remembered? The alien from Kim K. This is a little bit past what we were talking about, but the...
What?
The alien person from Kim K.
No, the alien thing that looked like Kim K that we were talking about from Chucky, his name is Glenn.
Oh, Glenn.
You remember now from Child's Play?
And I think he even says, like, dad, mom.
That doesn't look like Kim K.
I'm gay.
Yeah, yeah, he does. Yeah.
He came straight out.
Yeah.
All right,
and
well.
that's where they come from. So it's that's the same shit as the LGBTQT, whatever it is. I don't know it, sorry. But that's the same shit. Being comfortable with yourself, coming Facts. Out, being who you are.
Be you.
That's only one person that lived that body, and that's you.
Be you, be For happy. Sure.
So, if I was to get anything done, it's definitely not an implant, but I don't want this fat ass nose no more. I slim it down just a little bit.
It's a liposuction.
You about to, Michael Jackson.
What kind of surgery then?
I don't know, fucking nose reduction or something. We got dad's nose. Your nose. Like, I need it to be a little slimmer, yeah.
You want that Michael Jackson?
That's no, what I said. I said a little slimmer. I ain't say fucking
you
paper
You said skinny.
Things.
You want that ho-ho.
I said slimmer, not skinny.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of plastic surgery and shit like that, that's a good person to talk about. I mean, he went from full skin bleaching because he didn't have that, what's that shit called?
What?
The disease he supposedly had that made it, like, bleach his skin white.
I don't know what it's called, bro. I just heard it the other day and I can't remember.
He bleached his, he wanted to look like a white man. He even got a cleft chin.
I see. Yeah, I saw that.
And once again, he felt that, like, the most comfortable person after he turned into that person.
No, yeah, and I understand that. That's
catching
what I'm saying.
Catching his nose off stage.
Be you.
He was catching his nose on stage, still breaking down the man dance moves.
That's bad. So how does that work? Do they just fucking, is it like, you know how white chicks, where they created different noses for them and shit? Is it like that? Like, do they just chop your nose off and you get a plastic nose? Or do they, like,
no, they
reform
just...
it?
Okay, so it's basically a surgery, really. Is what it is. So they will, like, take a bit of your skin, like, skin and cartilage off, and then just stitch it up to where this won't be as round. Like, I'm sorry, you guys can't see what I'm talking about. But we have dad's nose here, where it's, like, fat right here. Literally.
No, yeah, we got toucan
at
sand
the tip
from,
of the
mom,
nose from mom,
and
yeah,
we got bell
we got
pepper
the fucking
from dad.
But they would take a little bit out and then stitch it up to where it'll be slimmer.
Yeah.
So I would do something like that, because I feel like I got fat-ass nose. But that's about it. I wouldn't change anything else. Or maybe get rid of my love handles if they can do that. Them is so fucking hard to get rid of.
Fuck that.
What did you say? Oh, you said Botox.
Yeah, and but like I said, when I'm old.
Would you
if,
be cool
if
with
anything.
Your face not showing any real expression after that? Botox
that's
takes
terrible.
Away from your facial expression. Like, you could
smile.
Be smiling and, like,
you can't wink.
It just is strange.
You can't give it a...
Usually I got the same face all the time anyways. It's always just
Why
this.
Why so serious?
Just... Yo, so you already know what time it is, man. We're going to take this quick break.
And now, a quick break from the podcast.
And you already know we back, man. We back from this motherfucking break. And it's your boy Flecky and... Hey, thank you guys. Thank you guys. You don't have to be so generous, man. I appreciate all the love. Frecky!
Cheese, boy.
All right, guys. That's enough. Thank you.
I'm dead as fuck.
So, we put up a little bit on our stories about what we would like people for us to talk about. And one topic that did hit us was mental health. And not only mental health for women, but mental health for men.
Yeah, that was a big one that popped up.
Mental health for men, if I'm going to dive right into it right now, I would say men have... Okay, first it comes to their confidence. It comes to their self-insecurities, and it comes to them being comfortable with what they say. So if we're going to talk men's mental health, like, sometimes men can't express themselves as well as women do, because, you know, like, they're scared to show like that fear, that weakness, or maybe they're scared to like dive deep and actually give somebody an actual secret that they've been holding in real deep. You know what I mean? Like, and it also depends. It also depends. Is it your actual relationship person? You know, your significant other, whether it's your family member, you know, whoever it is. But like, some women can, okay, that, like, for example, like, some women can hold shit in. Some women, you know, they have to let shit out, right? And it's the same shit for men. But for men, it's weird because, like, we let that shit dig deeper. We literally take shit to the grave.
That's just, like, the society we live in. We're built to be like that. We're like, taught to be like, all right, you can't show any weakness. You can't show your feelings. You can't show when you're emotional, when you're hurt, when this isn't as, like, you just gotta be this strong motherfucker that pays the bills and does this and does that. Like, there's like a standard for women, I mean for men, and there's like a standard for women. So like now it's like a standard for women is like, all right, you gotta be independent, you gotta have your job, you gotta produce for yourself, you gotta do this, mm-hmm. you gotta do that. But then there's also another standard for women where it's like, all right, well, I'm okay with being, you know, a stay-at-home mom, because that's a job in itself, because raising kids is mm-hmm. no hoe. So, like, they're like, all right, well, I'll just do this. If he pays all the bills, I can do the rest of it. Right. So there's still some people that live in that mindset, and it all just depends,
I guess. So I did want to say something. This is really, like, on a men's thing. I'm obviously not a fucking man, but I do know that, like, a lot of times parents will be, like, to their sons and shit, oh, don't cry, that's for girls. Mm-hmm. So that's, yeah. like, the root of everything. Like, okay, showing weakness. You can't show your emotion. Like, you need to pull your shit together. Like, that's not what you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's really, like, the root of everything that I've seen, you know, like, growing up or...
I'm glad you brought that up.
I
know that
sometimes I tell my nephew that, but then I catch myself and I'm like, hey, do you want to talk about it? Like, you know, what's wrong?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Because
I realized that's not really what you should tell a guy. Example. Like, you feel me? Like... You don't tell them not to show their expressions.
I seen a video of something like that. It was actually Canelo with his son. So I guess his son had like fell or something real quick. So his son had like fell and he like, I guess maybe like scraped his elbow. It was something small, but the kid got up and he was talking to his dad. He was like, no, I didn't cry though. It hurt, but I didn't cry. So Canelo was sitting there telling him like, look, son, it's all right. Like, I understand it didn't hurt, but there's going to be times in life where, you know, something might hurt you for real.
Right,
you might feel emotional. It might be emotional hurt. It might be physical hurt, and it's okay to cry.
Yep.
So he was teaching them the right thing. Like, look, I know there's a standard for men, and this is a young kid where he was like, look, I didn't cry. I was strong, daddy. But he was telling him, it's all right. If you need to cry, it's okay.
Yeah. Side note. Canelo do fight tonight, and go Canelo!
Viva la raza!
Yes, sir. He does fight tonight, and we're about to watch this right after this shit, yo.
Yeah, no, I definitely do feel like mothers of sons, let them cry, let them express themselves, let them be able to feel free to show emotion or anything like that, and not base it off of, okay, that's what girls do.
Now, Piper had a great example though, or you know, he definitely made it more clear for us. Like, it's true, like, you know, or however you said it too, you know, it's true. Like, the way we're taught growing up, like our dad teaches, like, you know, like you said, don't cry, that's for women, whatever, that's for girls. Or how Piper said, like, sometimes, like, we're not taught to just pour our emotions out. It's not easy for us to just let it, you know, pour it all out. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say, like, it depends on who it is, too. Like, some people can pour it out more comfortably with, like, a family member. Somebody can pour it out more comfortably with their significant other. But it all comes down to it just, you know, pouring it out, being able to talk about it, being able to express it, you know. Sometimes when you hold shit and take it to the grave, you know, that shit just eats you for a while.
Good.
Yeah, it eats you for a while, and you're just gonna stick with it for a while, and like, it's just gonna keep eating your brain, and that's what comes down to mental issues. Like, you know,
it does. It tears apart your mental. Like, it just,
when you can talk about it and express, you know, yourself and your emotions with somebody else that can relate with you, you know. Not saying that it's going to be better and it's going to be the best, but it helps. It helps break down to that point when you can talk to somebody and they might actually be able to relate with you, or, you know, tell you some type of advice or whatever it is. But mental health is a bitch, man, because, you know, some people, their self-esteem and their confidence level, like, they don't want to come down to that point where people see, oh, this is who you are. You weak. You know, you're soft. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, look at him over there crying over this girl. Like, maybe he really cared about this girl. You know what I mean? Like, who cares what you think?
Right.
You're not feeling this pain. But the problem is that society's fucked up. The world is fucked up. All they're going to do is pick and laugh at you. You know what I mean? They don't care how you're feeling because they don't know how you're feeling. But when it comes down to them, they're like, oh, shit. Now they're embarrassed. Now they don't want to cry. Now they don't want to show that fear.
Yeah.
They don't want to tell nobody, like, oh, I'm upset because she cheated on me. Or whatever it is. Like, some people just eat the shit and they keep going.
All right. So from a woman's perspective, I know that you said before, like, women can express it easier. You guys, for example, I really don't talk about my problems. I take that shit to the grave, like you guys said.
Yeah.
I take that shit to the grave. Now, when I feel comfortable about talking about it, then I will.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I grew up with all brothers and one sister. So I was Throw them hands.
Throw them hands.
I was pretty much like raised into the thing where...
If you bug type shit, boy.
You need to be strong. That's just what you have to do. You have to be strong. And whenever you feel like you're falling apart, nigga, pull yourself the fuck together because... There's just no time for
that. And you see, that's what's crazy. Is like, you grew up around all boys, and that's why you kind of grew up that way. Like, you know, you formed into that way. It's because, like, all right, well, I've been around boys, and this is what they were taught, and this is what I've learned. Right. So you're like, all right, so now I know I got to be strong. Like, I can't let these emotions show. And not saying that for every woman, because not every woman is like that. But either way, it's like, all right, women are supposed to be, you know, emotional and sensitive and blah, blah, but not all of them are.
For all them girls that grew up with nothing but brothers and cousins or male cousins and stuff, how does it feel getting your ass whooped?
Oh, I will say I'm grateful for it now because, listen, I could take a lot of fucking punches before I feel that shit. And I go, mayhem.
Talk about slam here, punch here. You want this gut?
Sam wiped the fucking air out of me, Mr. B. Doofy. I'm not
gonna cap, though. They have fight in them because there was times where Abby used to fuck me up.
Same time with Chelsea.
Abby used to fuck me up, and it wasn't like we were on some fighting shit, but she would fuck me up.
It's not even that. When you play with them and you know, you try to teach them, like, yo,
you rough them up,
right?
Yeah.
So when you teach them, right, like, for example, like Chelsea, like, there's some points where I used to punch her, and she would be like, "That's it." She didn't feel that shit no more, nigga. Mm-hmm. There's so many times that after you know, after you play so much and you rough them up so much, they start looking at you like, "That's it."
Right.
That's it. I'm used to that shit.
Like, I know Abby, if anybody tries to slam Abby, anybody, whether it's a nigga, you whether it's a bitch, whether it's anything, nobody's slamming Abby. Just you because can't take me we've off all my tried slamming
and
her.
And I mean that in the most humblest way. I promise I'll be going out looking for problems. We all tried to slam
each other, and not one of us can slam each other because it's always like, all right, you might get me off the ground, but nigga, I'm back on my feet. Let's go.
You know what they say?
Now? What are you doing?
Hip, hip.
I'm built like a...
Hooray! Hip, hip. Hooray! Can I get a hip, hip?
Can't be too loud. But what do they say about cats? You won't catch a cat not on their fucking feet. You could throw them any type of fucking way that you want, and they won't come off
now
their
feet. Now, my cat threw that motherfucker out the window. That nigga was gone for the night.
But I bet he lay on his feet, though. That nigga lay on his feet. He was like, man, fuck this nigga. I'm about to go get some bitches.
Nah, man. I feel bad for the cat. I ain't gonna lie. But, you know, keep it going.
Nah, that's fucked up. All
right, well, I clipped the cat's ear before because it kept scratching me, and I told it to stop.
With a toenail clipper.
Yeah.
But I can't say shit because I was the culprit in throwing hamsters out of the window and flushing them down the toilet. So, you know, we've all had our devious moments. And I'm not gonna cap. Hey, don't call ACP on me. But,
animal control.
We put air freshener
on Dee's ass.
On Dee's ass because she used to shit all over the house, bruh. And she would have fucking doodle particles.
These niggas had a fart. Machine that sprayed.
Not fuego. It was not with the fuego, nigga. It was just Febreze. Because I'm telling you, she had doodle particles. She was a long-haired dog. So the shit would get stuck in her hair, bro. She would just walk around smelling like ass, bro. I wasn't wiping her ass, nigga. I was like 12, and I wasn't even thinking about a dog ass. Hell no, bro. But either
this
way,
motherfucker went all the way left.
Sorry, no, we're having we a conversation did fuck with up the some audience,
animals.
Or...
But either way, we do have like, someone here with us.
This one goes right. We did fuck up some animals.
We do have someone here with us.
Don't say we. Hold say on. What's up, Mike? I only did that fucked up shit to the hamster and D. That was it.
Yo. So, we want to do something new with the audience.
She finished her dog story.
My fault.
It's fucked up.
My fault. We just went all the ways. Left, right, center with this shit. We went straight to fucking from implants to mental health to straight animals.
Really, what it went to was like, because we're talking about like strength and shit, and then they went into the animals because I said that I'm like a cat. You won't take me off my feet.
Yeah, facts.
So that's really where that ended
yeah,
at.
Yeah, true.
And then we took a little bit further with traumatizing our fucking pets. But let's bring it back. So, mental health. Females, I can't speak for all, but some are actually really fucking strong based off of how they grew up. Like you said, I grew up with all brothers, so I learned that you need to be strong. Pull it the fuck together. And when you fall apart, you don't do that shit around nobody. You do that shit on your own time.
On your own time.
You go ahead, you cry about it, you yell about it, you do whatever you gotta do. And then when you walk out of that fucking area that you're in, you pretend like that shit ain't never even happened.
All right, let's say this. Do you think men's health and women's health are different? And how are they different?
No.
I personally can't speak on it because I, like I said, grew up with all men. But I do feel like you can't compare the two, really, because however a person feels something, that's just how they feel it.
Okay, go ahead, Sam. You over there spitting shit out. What's up? What you got?
Sorry, I just seen a nigga get kicked in the face. That's rough. But, so I said no. Yeah, you seen that? Yeah,
I seen it.
Yeah, you was about to do the pfft too. I seen you. But either way, I said no because, damn, what was the question again? Sorry.
Do you think men and women's health?
Oh, okay. So yeah, I said no because I always say this. I feel everybody's equal. Everybody's health is
facts.
Mental health, physical health, no matter what it is, everybody's health is equal. Everybody's shit matters. So, like, I guess the only thing I got to say is, like, it's everybody's duty to kind of figure out how to relieve that, you know, mental stress, physical stress, whatever it is.
I definitely do agree with you, though, for sure.
How hard is it to express your emotions?
For me, it's very hard, except if I'm drunk. Because if I'm drunk, you'll catch me crying. You'll catch me. I'll be all over the place when I'm drunk. But any other, like, which only happens, like, on the weekends type shit. But most of the time, y'all see me with a straight face. I'll be going through some bullshit, but I'll just, you know, you just thug it out, nigga.
Exactly. You gotta see and it through, my boy. Show men's health.
Yeah.
You put a drawing, a picture in front of you. People don't know what you're dealing with because you have that image that you're not showing no emotion.
It's like that
comes as a man. Wherefore, in women, like some women are strong too where they don't show emotions. You feel me? But there is some women that, like, they show it, whether it's, like, just simple social media posts, simple just, like, little things that people are actually seeing. But us as men, like, we literally eat this shit to the grave. People don't really know what the fuck we dealing with.
And that's the thing. So, like you said, it's like, so not all women are, I'm not trying to say soft. I want to say, like, emotional. It's just kind of like how we grew up.
They're more open to expressing themselves.
But either way, so, like, some women are open. Yeah, so open to expressing themselves, and some women are kind of clammed up. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I forgot where I was going with that again. I am fucking stuck.
Diablo.
Like, really, though? This is bad. The whole thing was, okay, you said that men don't really show how they feel. There are some men that I see posting shit on social media that they do express themselves through sharing a post or sharing a meme or whatever. So, you know, men and women do show shit. You know, there are some men and women that will not. And a lot of the times, I know I do it. I might post something that makes it seem like my life is fucking gravy, baby. And really, it's fucking falling apart.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Facts.
But I like to say that humans are pretenders. We are clowns in our own fucking ways.
Puppets.
You don't have to sit here and tell your story to people. Like, you just give them enough information as to what you want them to know. But you don't have to tell them everything. It's really, there's, like, boundaries. Like, I'll tell you this about myself, and then I'm going to cut it at that. But you won't know, like, certain shit. Keep that to myself.
You know what I got to say about that, though, is, like, I guess, like, when you tell everybody about, like, how you feel and all your emotions, I guess that kind of just means you're, like, you're pretty comfortable with yourself. Like, not just thinking about
it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how it should be. Is, like, you, like, not saying you have to tell everybody, like, every single time you're feeling some kind of way. But if you're comfortable enough to be, like, hey, fuck that, nigga. I'm mad at the world today. I'm fucking pissed off. Or, hey, my girl made me salty. Or, hey, I'm fucking, I hate my job today.
I hate to cut you off, but whatever. Should you hold it in or should you let it out?
For me, I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't, but I'm just saying in my own personal opinion, I'm going to hold it in.
You're going to hold it in.
Yeah.
Why? Do you think it's a man thing or just you in general?
I'm not saying a man or a woman thing, just because, like I said, everybody should matters. But at least for me, the way I grew up, it's not really that easy for me to just be like, hey, yeah, I'm feeling this kind of way.
Can I ask you why? Another reason I ask you why is because you're a man, so maybe we can, like, make sense out of this.
I guess, like, now that I'm kind of, like, trying, like, starting to discover myself, is like, I kind of just feel like I don't relate to anybody. So, like, that's kind of why I don't, you know.
And that's why you should express your emotions, your feelings, because you don't realize how much people relate to you until it's out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's like, it's hard to find help if you're not asking for it, in a sense, type shit.
Right, right.
But that's what I'm saying, is like, what if I do express myself and then I'm just around, like, not saying whoever something. It is. Yeah, it could be family, it could be friends, whoever the fuck I come out about this shit to, I just be like, man, I'm feeling this kind of way about this. Who's to say that they're gonna be like, oh no, yeah, I understand, bro, and you know, I'm an understanding person. Sometimes you might get a motherfucker and be like, nigga, man up, what the fuck you sitting here whining about, like, type shit. So like, sometimes you don't want to do it, sometimes you have the people to do it, but you don't even know it.
Thanks.
All right, well, from a female's perspective, there are some things that I'll let out, and there are a lot of things that I hold back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but it goes the times, same. It goes the same as the man and woman. There's a lot of shit
that sure.
people can deal with. There's a lot of shit that people gotta express, and there's a lot of shit that people have to hold in. So, in your perspective, what do you think is different from men and female?
Like I brought up earlier, men are raised to be strong, where they can't really express themselves. So that's really hard on them. First and foremost.
Sorry, not to cut you off, just real quick. It's not really raised to be like that, but that's what's expected. That's what's expected of them.
As a
so
man.
Like, whether they're taught that or not, sometimes you just, like, some people are so caught up in social media and shit. Expected. So it's like, you could have been raised better, but you see all this shit where it's like, all right, well, they taught me to, you know, express my feelings and be me and just, you show my emotions, whatever.
For sure.
But then you can see on social media where, like, oh, well, this person showed their emotions. They got beat up for it, or they got mimicked for it, whatever it is. So
bullied.
It could always
just
go bullied. Different.
Exactly. Bully can go a long
any,
way, too.
In any kind of way, just bullied,
period. As a man, that's the worst thing that men look for. It's either bullying, whether it's physically, mentally, or emotionally. And as a man, you're always taught to have that shell that you're the strongest image person there is.
Which I am against that completely, because that's not a way that men should feel. It should be equal.
Yeah.
You should be able to cry and nobody look at you funny, or you should be able to.
Or another thing is, let's be real here. Every guy have some little part of them that is feminine.
Hell yeah.
I don't care what it is.
I'm not going to lie, especially Puerto Ricans, because Puerto Ricans, they keep up with their nails, they'll do their eyebrows.
Haircut,
everybody be like, oh, that's hygiene. Gay, that's gay, nigga, that's gay. And you're just like, bro, no, that's just...
Every man has something about them that makes them feminine, okay?
I know niggas that shave their legs.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying, whether it's shave your legs, like I said, like he said, you know, shape your eyebrows, get your hair cut, your beard, your skin, exfoliate, look young.
Right, if you were recording yourself doing a skincare, you know, routine, niggas would have been like, bro, what the fuck are you doing, you fucking faggot?
Right.
And not to be like,
everybody
want to
have,
like,
men
offend
beards.
Anybody, but that's what people would say. They'd be like, what the fuck are you doing, you fucking faggot? And you're just sitting there like, bro, I'm just washing my face. Like, I don't want blackheads and pimples and shit. I'm just taking care of myself. But 5 years ago, that was a crime. But now it is like, all right, yeah.
And now,
I preach for you to wash your face.
It's about hygiene for real.
And like, now, no, it's not even about media, that. Bro. It's individually being comfortable. Once again, it's all about being comfortable.
Mm-hmm. So he was comfortable enough to be like, hey, this is my skincare routine. But motherfucker he's so insecure about himself to be like, hey, you're a fucking faggot. Why are you washing your face on camera?
Because you could go from a beard like me.
That's why they have craters.
You can go from a beard like me to a half beard patches like you.
You fucked up.
To no beard, straight baby face like Mike over there.
Which, that's what I mentioned earlier. All right,
so hold on. I'm not even insulted because I know I got a fucked up beard. But what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I just went off ball.
See, this is some bullshit. We go off
but
ball.
But he want to talk shit about it for the animals. And
that's what I'm saying. If we go off ball, it's fucked up. But he want to go off ball to be like, hey, no, nah, his beard is fucked up and he don't even got a beard. What the fuck is that, bro? We talking about mental health here and you bullying motherfuckers?
Do you think men or women express themselves the most? And how hard is it for them to express themselves?
All right, so just from what I've seen, women express themselves the most. What was the second part of it? Sorry.
Scooby-Doo, bop, bop! I said, do men and women express themselves more, or... I don't know, I forgot.
That's what I'm saying.
Is, I don't know, what is the difference?
So, I mean, I've already explained this. So, I think women express their feelings more and shit.
What is the difference,
though? And it's, the difference is society. So, like, we were brought up, we were raised, we were shown that it was okay for women to show their feelings because they were women.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like I said, I'm not trying to sound sexist because I want equal rights for everybody, no matter what you are, no matter who you are, no matter what you express yourself to be.
You could be him, her, or they.
Right. They, them, us, whatever you want to be. Regardless of the fact, I want everybody to be equal.
And comfortable.
And that's where I stand on it.
For sure. So, we're getting close to this end of this episode, man. And we love to share with you guys that this is the first season. And Mark.
King.
No.
No. That's, yeah. That's
Mark.
Fine. Yeah.
Ing.
Yeah.
Bird.
Yeah.
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 Mockingbird. Don't everybody have you heard? She's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that bird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Viva la raza!
You're stupid.
We would like to talk a little bit about another memory that we have. Because, you know, we like to close our memories. I know we know y'all like that story time. So, I'm going to go first with my story, and all I have to say is I have a very, very, very deep scar on the top of my head. Let's get right into it. So, we was just chilling. It was just one day, you know, regular day. Me and my brother, Los, was just in our bedroom, regular shit, just playing around, being dumb. And we're like, fuck it. What do brothers do? I wait. We play fight. We slam each other around. We beat each other up. So we're in there wrestling and shit, thinking we know what the fuck we're doing. And the plancha, or the iron, is plugged into the motherfucking outlet.
Or the iron.
It's plugged into this fucking outlet thing or whatever, right? So we're wrestling, fighting and shit. And my brother ended up fucking slamming me or like onto the bed or something. And like I rolled off. And I ended up like pulling the cord off the iron off the outlet, and that bitch dropped, and then it's straight at the top of my head. And I, for a second, I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh shit, is the plancha just, is it just stuck on my head?
You got the corner of it?
Like, yeah, the tip, the very corner tip or the top of the iron just dropped straight. Jeez. On top of my head. Boom. And like I felt it, I'm like, ow. I rubbed my head and shit, I'm like, fuck, that shit hurt. But we kept fighting.
You know, we're brothers. Fighting.
Whatever. I don't feel no pain. That goes for mental health. We don't show no pain. We don't show no emotion. I don't feel no pain. It can hurt me as much as it want. I don't feel shit. Let's go. Let's work.
No, it's not that you don't feel shit. You just don't show that you feel
shit. We don't show
shit.
It, right? So that shit's hurting. I got run my head like a couple times, right? But the lights is off. It's dark as fuck. And I'm like, fuck. I think I run my head like 3-4
Wait,
times.
Hold
right?
on. I rubbed my head. You like guys was wrestling in the dark.
In the dark. It was probably like 11 o'clock at night.
They were wrestling in the dark, y'all.
It was like 11 o'clock at night.
Where 11 o'clock at night wrestling in the dark.
Yeah.
Sus.
Okay. So we're wrestling.
Y'all are stupid.
And I kept rubbing my head, right? And then eventually, like, I don't know. I was just,
all right, hold on. Pause. 11 o'clock at night, wrestling thing. In the dark, and you was rubbing your head. All right, let's keep going.
Not the bottom head, the top head.
The top head.
I can't rub in the head, right? I'm punching the head. Stop playing. So I can't.
The gloves on. Papa.
I can't rub in my head, right? And I'm like, fuck. Like, that shit hurt, but you know, I gotta keep punching this nigga, right? I ain't no bitch. I ain't no hoe. I'm a man. That's what we do. We men. And
I'm like, fuck that. Loska was like, you okay, bro? I'm like, because he noticed I kept fucking rubbing my head, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like when you get a cut and that blood keep coming. You're like,
nigga, you know, you keep touching it. Yeah, yeah. Like, damn, we turn on the light and, nigga, there's a whole bunch of blood just squirting at the top of my head. Nigga, literally.
What the fuck?
And he's like, real loud as fuck. Mom comes out the room like, what? What? And he's like, she seen, she was just like, oh my God. Like, she starts freaking out and shit. Bro, I'm gushing blood on the top of my head. They grabbed a big ass towel. Like, they just stuck the towel on top of my head like it was a bandit or something.
Shout out to Mama Edie's.
Alibaba Joe ass. I was like, hold on, let's wrap this up real quick.
And they're like, oh, hold it there, hold it there. I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? And then they're like fucking rinsing my head in the sink and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's a bad thing to do.
And they're like, you can't sleep. You can't sleep. Mantequilla, fucked up.
Mom used to never do did that. That
to you, bro? Nah, bro, we would get a chichon and then be like, hold on, just lay back and put this mantequilla on it. But don't go to sleep. When you go to sleep, you're going to be concussed and fucked up.
No, so my mom kept telling me, you can't go to sleep. You can't go to sleep because, you know, if you have a very severe head damage,
concussion,
you can die in your sleep and shit. I'm like, I'm scared as fuck. I'm like, nigga, I'm literally like 14 years. I'm like, I don't want to die just because I got nigga, iron in my head.
Imagine with a stick of butter on your shit too, nigga. They tell me, hey, you might die in your
fucking
sleep.
Fucking head is frying like fucking a fucking stick egg.
Stick of butter on your shit like, don't die. Don't die. Please don't die. I got a fucking stick of butter. I got mantequilla on my head.
Like, we're walking around like Step Brothers with the fucking white pale face.
Yeah.
No, facts. Man, like,
facts.
And that goes to show you, as a man, like, we don't want to show no emotions. Like, I acted like it ain't hurt. I acted like nothing. It was fucking gushing, bleeding. I'm scared as fuck, thinking I'm about to die. I didn't even want to go to sleep, but I was just like, I'm cool, mom. I'm all right.
That was the adrenaline pumping. That's what that was.
So then,
because if you would have knew you was bleeding like that, you probably would have freaked out.
Not only that, I seen it in the mirror, but I was like, I can't be no bitch. As a man, I can't be no bitch.
That's what I'm saying. That adrenaline was pumping. Because I'm pretty sure once that adrenaline wore off, like, if you was looking at yourself, once the adrenaline wore off, you'd be like, bro, what the f-? Like, I'm fucking bleeding.
Well, then I got a perfect example.
What you got?
I got cracked with the fucking Henny bottle. That's all
I'm an island boy.
So
wait, hold on. Before you go into this, it's not how she got cracked with it. It's how she technically cracked herself with the Henny bottle.
Technically.
No wonder that went on short. She was cracking her fucking head with all these bottles.
Well, either way.
Remember that dude was trying to crush the beer bottle on his head?
I bet you. Boom.
I bet you.
Hold on. I got this.
One more. I got this, bro. Watch. Ding. Oh. Hold on, bro. I told you I got this, bro. Did it at least like 5 times. Fucked up. Sorry. Keep going.
All right. So here we go. We outside drinking. We got a bonfire going. Cool. Henny, as always. I went to pass that shit to my mom. I literally lift myself off of the seat a little bit just to pass it to her. Thought she had it. Slip out my fucking hands. I look down and that shit ricocheted off the fucking concrete and then slapped me hard as fuck in the forehead. No, that shit was not funny. So instantly, like,
she said, no, that was not funny.
So like he said, oh, ass man, you're not supposed to show like no pain or none of that. So all I did was I just bent over and I'm holding the fuck out of my forehead. Instant fucking headache. So I'm like, bro, what the fuck just happened? I go to lift my head up. I see that my dude at the time ripping his fucking shirt off. And I'm like, whoa.
What the fuck was that?
Because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, okay, you so damn strong, whatever. And by the way, I look at my mom and my niece.
He thought he was a Hulkamaniac.
For sure. So my mom and my niece start freaking the fuck out. And now this is where the female in me come out. Now I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm paranoid as fuck. I am spazzing the fuck out. I got this fat ass cut, 2 cuts on my forehead. Gushing nonstop, blood all over my fucking hands. To this day, if y'all ever fucking follow me or see me on Instagram, Aggie Bitch with 2 H's, y'all see I got this fat ass scar on my forehead.
Yeah, that's not one of them frown. That's not a frown line. That's a scar from a Henny bottle.
I am 0-1 with a Henny bottle. Day 1. So now, here I am. Years later, fucked up. That's my scar story that shows that, you know what, females can also try to, you know, hold their shit together, not really show emotion, all that shit. Just try to pull it together.
What you but, got?
Me?
Oh, you were done? I know.
No, yeah, I was done.
What you got?
What you got?
55 from, what do you got to tell them?
What you got?
What I got. It was all right. So I got this scar on my eyebrow that I'm pretty sure my mom gave me on purpose.
Damn, mama.
I'm just thinking this.
On purpose?
I'm thinking this.
Look at my nigga Dave Chappelle. Sorry, y'all. We watching this Canelo fight. Dave Chappelle. Go ahead, though.
So you going to say it was
this
mama?
This motherfucker is disrespectful.
Mama did it.
We into that.
What mama do to you?
So... You know, mom's period. It don't matter whether Hispanic, black, white. It don't matter what they are. They gonna try to teach you a lesson no matter what. So I'm pretty sure all y'all parents told y'all, hey, when I buckle you in this seatbelt, don't take it off and don't move. Just stay in your seat. So you know, my monkey ass, I fucking climbed out my seat and I'm pretty sure she saw me in that rearview mirror. And fucking brake checked my dumb ass.
Boom!
And you know where I flew?
You lucky they ain't smack you with a monkey wrench.
The fuck you think this is? Dodgeball, nigga? If you can dodge a ball, you can dodge a wrench.
Done!
Niggas wasn't dodging no wrenches. But either way, I think she brake checked me and I ended up on the fucking rail where the sleet slides up and, you know, forward and backwards. So I got a scar to tell you, like, hey, listen to your mama, bro.
Strap your kids in.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Make sure they don't take that seatbelt off.
Yo, so that's about all we got for this episode. And we'd like to tell y'all, thank you for tuning in once again. And this is season 2, man. We're gonna keep on getting better.
Viva la Hennessy, viva la raza.
Canelo! We got some new equipment coming in. We just gotta work with it, get involved, and see what the fuck is cooking. And we're glad to be back. It was a long break.
We hope you guys are sticking with us.
Stay with us, man, because there's a lot of podcasts right now that need some break. And we hope that with their break, we fill you guys in with our shit.
Our content, for sure.
Some laughter, some happiness.
You know. Whatever, listen to us, fuck with us, vibe with us, like always. And we want to close out with our boy LaRod's song.
Roddy!
Just so y'all know, man, his Endless Options, that shit, to me, that shit was fire.
Not even on Apple Music. Y'all got to go on SoundCloud for Endless Options. Straight fire. But don't forget that Shy Type. And
I love that song.
The name of the other track, but I'll be fucking with that too.
We into that. That's all I want to say, man. And the shit that we into is our podcast all day.
Oh, it is on Apple Music.
Yeah, LaRod's out there, man.
I didn't even know.
Shout out to our boy Shu. Shout out to everybody, man. We fuck with y'all, man. Everybody's fucking with us. We fuck with y'all, and we hope we keep it going, and we hope we all keep listening. And season 2 is about to be a long season, man. Let's keep it going, man. Let's go. Your boy Flecky gone.
Yeah. Checking out.
Peace.
It's the boys. We in it.
It's the boys. You already know that.
We in it.
And yes, sir, that's all we got for y'all, man. If y'all want to listen to the rest of that, you already know, man. Check them out at
Lyrad, L-Y-R-A-D, on the Apple Music or SoundCloud or whatever. He's on all platforms, but give him a listen, man, and thank you for listening to the Toopy Toopy in the Pod. We all signing out, and yeah, fuck with us, vibe with us, vibe with us, and stick on, because we're going to keep it coming.
Catch us next episode.